These lectures are part of the Great Courses series. They are produced by The Teaching Company. These lectures are titled Foundations of Western Civilization, Part 2. Lecture 13, Plato and Aristotle.
Hello once again, and welcome to the 13th of our lectures in this series on the foundations of Western civilization. This lecture is going to focus on Plato and Aristotle. But you may recall that at the end of the last lecture, we had left off with Socrates. So let's pick up the story with Socrates and use him as a bridge figure to take us from the world of 5th century thought, particularly from the world left by the Sophists, and to move us on to the world of the great 4th century thinkers, Plato and Aristotle. Socrates is an interesting person in a lot of ways. He was smug, pompous, cantankerous, and brilliant. An Athenian jury condemned him to death closely, but they condemned him to death for corrupting the young. His death disillusioned a great many of his followers, but it did cause one of them, at least, Plato, to dedicate his life to defending his master's teachings. Socrates wrote nothing, as far as we know. He wrote nothing. Everything we know about him comes from Plato's dialogues that describe Socrates teaching his companions, his associates, his friends. This does, and we'll have a little bit more to say about this later on, pose the interesting question that we can never be quite sure how much we know about Socrates and how much we know about what Plato wanted us to know about Socrates. Plato clearly defended his master's teachings. That seems reasonably clear. It's also clear that as time went along, Plato's thought gradually became his own. What Socrates, above all else, I think, can be said to have defended, what was so important to him, was that there are things to know. There are actual objects of knowledge. That we have the capacity to know them. And that we have the capacity to communicate that knowledge. That having been said, Socrates was not himself someone who felt that he sort of knew everything.